Om Shanti. So Sunday's Avyakta Murli, half part we finished. We discussed about enthusiasm, what is zeal, what is zest, how to remain enthusiastic, for what things we should have enthusiasm, what are the ways and what are the benefits of being staying enthusiastic in this Brahmin life. Yesterday's class also we discussed few things about enthusiasm, like what are the different ways of staying enthusiasm. First, churning. Once we keep on churning knowledge, seven C's of staying enthusiastic in Brahmin life. One is churning. Unless and until we enter into the depth of each point of knowledge, we are not going to stay enthusiastic. So keep on churning each and every jewel of knowledge. That is the first method. Second method was, what was the second method? Second C, creativity. We have to bring creativity everywhere in GYDS, Gyan Yog Dharana Seva. Everywhere bringing creativity. Whether it is writing, whether it is narrating knowledge, whether it is thinking of knowledge, whether it is going into the depth of knowledge, whether it is doing some service, whether it is a gross service or some subtle service, bring creativity everywhere. We need to re-engineer our life. We need to recreate. We need to, every idea, replanning of idea, revamping of the system, redesigning of everything that is there in our life. So that is recreating, recreation or creativity. Second C. Third C was choice. The choice is in our hand. Whether we stay like today's date, on this day, we decide whether I want to waste my time or I want to utilize my time to the hilt. What I want to do. It entirely depends on me. So the choice is upon me, with me. C. Fourth C was choose nature. Try to be as close to nature and try to inculcate natural things into life. Whether it is food, whether it is natural surrounding, everything. Let us be close to nature as much as possible. So that enthusiasm we keep on maintaining in our heart and mind. Then next C is company. Company. Let us be with like-minded people who are very much enthusiastic. If we stay with those people, if we make friends with those people who are not very enthusiastic about purusharth, about efforts, then probably we also lose our enthusiasm. So always we should make friends with those people who are very much enthusiastic about purusharth, about Brahmin life, about gyan, yog, dharna, seva, about everything. So C for company. Next C for concentration. We need to find out ways and means of increasing our concentration power. When we become more concentrated, automatically our vision, our understanding towards thing changes. Because we read very little, but we understand more. Because our mind is focused. We will read very little, but that little thing will enter into the very depths of our hearts. So, concentration. Then next C is, what is the next C? Yesterday we saw, no? Clean and clear conscience. Clean and clear conscience. Unless and until we have cleanliness of heart, purity of heart, there is a cleanliness in our heart. If our heart is stained, soiled, contaminated. Baba always talks about avyabhichariyat, unadulterated remembrance. So in order to have unadulterated, uncontaminated, unstained, unsullied remembrance, we need to have such a pure consciousness. Such a pure heart, the heart that knows not to deceive somebody, that knows not to harbor jealousy, that knows not how to have hatred for somebody. A heart which is filled with pure feelings, pure wishes for each and every one of this world. So that pure heart, immaculate heart, such sacrosanct heart we should have. A heart should become like a sacred place. And we are the deity in that. So, clear and clean consciousness. So, these are some of the things we need to inculcate. Also, you can add connection. You can add cooperation. C is a very beautiful word in English language. And also, as regards spirituality. Because so many good words come from C. So bring all the new things in life so that we become all the more creative and enthusiastic and maintain zeal and enthusiasm. This we discussed yesterday. Today we'll discuss something what Baba talked with groups. Baba was talking with Jayantivan, and Baba has said at one place, Baba is not taking names, but always think that whatever Baba is saying, he is saying to me. He is saying to me. So Baba has said that you have taken birth from luck. You are lucky and you are lovely. Wherever you go, you have bestower of fortune with you, and you distribute fortune amongst everyone, and you are blessed that you are having double company. One, the company of the Supreme Father. Second, the company of Dadi. And you are star of fortune, Baba said. You are star of fortune. So each one of us is star of fortune. Each one of us is carrying that blessing of bestower of blessing with us. So wherever we go, our aim should be to distribute blessing. Wherever we go, to distribute fortune. That is one. Second, Baba talked with Gayatri Ben, and he said to her also that she is no less. And all those who have become instrument, Baba is showering. Baba is showering flowers of pure wishes over them. The rain of pure wishes over all those who have become instrument in this service. Baba also talked with Dr. Robert Mueller, and he said that this child had a very pure conscience, pure heart, and that is why he pulled Bab Dada's love and Bab Dada's power. Baba also talked with Sister Shelley, who was not there, but probably somebody gave her remembrance. So Baba said she is very good. She met Baba. She took birth here, and she is shareholder. She is shareholder. That also, that is probably not published in yesterday's Murli. It's published, this also? Okay. So then Baba talked with UK group, and so beautiful thing he said, whilst you see this kingdom, remember that kingdom. Whilst you see this world, always remember that world. If you see palace, Queen's palace here, remember that palace. So this is one of the exercise which we have to do throughout the day. Whatever you see of this world, always have that comparative outlook. How these things would be in that world. If you see hospital, remember that world. How would be, will there be any hospital? What will be the health? How will be the health? What the deities eat? What the gods and goddesses would be like? What would be the governance there? How will be the administration there? How would be the trees there? How would be the mountains there? How would be the clouds there? How would be the nature there? Whatever you see of this world, always bring that world in front of your eyes and try to compare. And always Baba said, na bhuto na bhavishyati. Such a world was never there before, and never it would be any time before, afterwards. At least from Dwapar, from Copper Age till the end of Kali Yuga, such a world is never there. So always remember that world. Remember father. Remember home. Remember kingdom. Remember your service or your duty, kartavya. Remember all the four things. Remember father. Baba is talking with double foreign children. Remember father. Remember home. But always also remember golden age. And also remember your duties of this time. And you are self-sovereign. And whosoever is self-sovereign will become world sovereign. Will claim to that world sovereignty later on. So this he talked with the UK group. So the homework from this is comparison. Always compare this and that. This and that. This world, that world. This world, that world. What is there here? What is there in that world? Always, once you have this comparison, then only you can develop vairag for this world. Twinkling of this world or tinkle of this world always pulls you, attracts you. So in order to reduce attraction for this world, you should have that comparative outlook. Once a person came to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, and he said to him, you are a great tyagi. I have never seen that such a tyagi like you. But that Ramakrishna said to him, you are also tyagi. He said, I am not very great tyagi. And see, I am carrying all this pearls with me. I am having so much wealth with me. I am having pearls. I am having silver. I am having all those things. So how can I be a tyagi? You are Tyagi rather. But Ramakrishna says, you are carrying all those golds and you are carrying those silver, but I am carrying diamonds. He said, how come? He said, see, you are carrying those gold, those silver or copper or wealth of that world. And you claim to give up that to some poor people, or you enjoy that. But I do not enjoy that world. Rather, I enjoy the supreme pleasure, the supreme companion of God. I enjoy the supreme attainments from Him. That's why I am not at all Tyagi, I am rather a Bhogi. But I am a Param Bhogi. You are a Param Tyagi, you might be Tyagi, I am not Tyagi. And you are calling me Tyagi, in fact I am not a Tyagi at all. Rather, I am Param Bhogi because I am enjoying that infinite bliss of God. I am enjoying that Amrit, that nectarine, bliss of God. That's why I am Param Bhogi, you are probably mistaken. I am not Tyagi. So, here, when you compare, this world is nothing before that world. Wealth, whether the pleasures of this world, friendships of this world, whatever that you see of this world is nothing before that world. So always compare this and that world, this and that world. And so that Baba is saying, remember Baba, remember home, remember kingdom, and remember your duty, four things. Then Baba is talking with Murli Dada and Rajini Ben. Baba has praised them a lot. Baba said, with that string of love you are pulled. You are careless emperor. You are courageous. And one thing he said here about power of concentration. If with a concentrated mind you bring this thought into your mind, which thought? One strength, one support. You will see that things are just happening on their own. Everything will become good. So, one good thing to learn from this thing is, whatever we read about knowledge, of knowledge, read it with that stage of concentration. You are aware that when a magnifying glass is kept like that, then only the paper burns. Otherwise, sun is burning whole day, but still the paper doesn't burn. Why? That happens because concentration. So, people do practice Soman, they practice self-respect, but concentration is lacking. So, when you practice one Soman, that Soman should fill your mind, your intellect and everything. Only one Soman, to the exclusion of all other things. And we need to practice, so learn what are the concentration techniques. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, if I have to practice, I have to begin my education all over again, first of all, I will master the art of concentration. And with that concentration, then I will master all the knowledge or education which is there in this world. So the first thing which is needed is power of concentration. We need to, if we read even a small article like this much page, just read only one thing, one line. But read it with that much concentration that we start churning about it. That point trickles down into the layers of subconscious mind. It goes so deep within that we start churning about it. We start thinking about it. And that becomes the part and parcel of our thinking. So, any one thought, for example, one strength, one support. This is example Baba gave. You do this with concentration, but if you do this, automatically things will happen. Baba said, you are courageous. Baba said, you are carefree emperor. Baba said, you are a charitable soul. Baba said, you did this act of charity at a proper time. That's why you get all the cooperation from God. Baba said, you are Master Murli Dhar. His name was Murli. I remember Murli Dada was admitted with us for, I think, long time. Long time he was admitted with us. And he was such a, really, whatever Baba said to him yesterday, I remembered him. His stage was like that only. He was so carefree. He hardly would have any complaints. He would never have any complaints. We had all the problem. We used to see, oh, this is not good, this is not good. And if you would ask him, do you have any complaint? He said, no. He doesn't have any complaint. He never had any complaints at all. So that was his stage. Baba said, carefree emperor. Baba said, charitable soul. Baba said, you are courageous. Baba said, you are Master Murli Dhar. So he was really like that. Somebody would come and read Murli to him every day. I think Chiman Bhai, used to come. I don't remember. Chiman Bhai used to come? Yeah. Chiman Bhai would come and read Murli to him. So, you know, these souls, and he became instrument for such a great service in London. So how Baba chooses such souls from this world and he makes them instrument. So here he talked with them. Then there are two questions in Murli. What are the ways to go ahead? Baba said knowledge and service. You imbibe knowledge. Again, for imbibition of knowledge, inculcation of knowledge, you need silence and solitude. Simply listening Murli is not going to help. You have to go in solitude, deep solitude, deep silence. Sit there and then read Murli. Go to some garden, sit and then read Murli. You will find that your comprehension is entirely different when you read Murli in your room and when you read Murli in some garden or in the lap of nature. Your comprehension is entirely different. You understand new points which you never had before. Or you just go on a long walk. Suppose you go on a walk on around Naki Lake. By the time you come back, finishing one round, you will find that you have got new points. Just take, read one slogan, read it and just close it. And then go for a walk, thinking about it. Go for a long walk just thinking about one slogan. Just for example, from today's Murli, blessings, Baba said, who is Mahavir? Baba has given definition of Mahavir. Now, don't read the total Vardhan or blessing. Just remember this one word, Mahavir, and go around the Naki and complete one round. Just churning on one point, who is Mahavir? Because everything we know, so from so many years we are listening to Murli. So it cannot be said that I do not know. All the knowledge is here. You just have to clear this clutter out all these things which is gathering dust there. So, churning about it. So, knowledge and second is service. Service, Baba said, ruchi. You should have interest in service. So, whatever work we do, do it as if your whole life depends on it. So much interest, so much zeal, so much zest into that work. I remember once Suraj Bhai has narrated one event. They had gone to one small shop. Probably that was he wanted to drink water. And it was a cold drink shop. And that man, he was so happy, he was preparing tea and he was putting tree singing. From that kettle, he was putting tea into that glass. He was as if singing, dancing. He was like so happy. See, look at the condition of that man. His small work of preparing tea and putting it. And whilst giving that bottle of Limca, he was just throwing it in the air 2-3 times and then giving to his customer. Look at worldly people, these worldlings. They are so happy. When he was asked, he said, I do all the work with lot of joy because I enjoy life. So do everything. Do your smallest of service with joy, with internal bliss, with enthusiasm, as if it is a music, as if there is a fragrance, as if let that rainbow be visible from outside. It should not appear as if you are depressed, as if somebody is forcing you to do that. You don't want it. Still, somehow you have to show off that I have to listen to Murli, I have to go to do yoga and I have to do my work, job. It should appear, your work should become dance. You are dancing yogis, you are dancing masihas, you are dancing avatars. You are those blissful. You look at Meera, how she is singing and dancing. She has nothing to do with what the world would say. She is just going on the streets. So she is like that. She is intoxicated. So this is known as divine intoxication, Narayani intoxication, Ilahi intoxication. This is the state of divine inebriation. So, one. Then second, in the second question, Baba talked about tree of service. Keep on cooperating. That cooperation is actually the water. That cooperation is actually the water. For this tree of service. You can cooperate in any way. Your smile itself can be a cooperation sometimes. Though you are not giving great speeches, but sometimes your smile is a cooperation. Sometimes your presence, you are standing there in your white dress, that itself is cooperation. Just standing somewhere in white dress with badge is a cooperation. Because looking at you, people say, oh, look at him. Look at him. Just looking at you, people get inspired. They may not get inspired so much by hearing those flamboyant speeches. but they do get inspired just looking somebody's life, because your life story reveals everything. Your dress reveals everything, your batch reveals everything, your cleanliness, your purity, your vibration. Our vibrations are also something. It's not that every time we have to catch hold of somebody's collar and start pumping knowledge into his brain that you are soul, God is soul, point of light, he is the resident of supreme abode, and there are four ages, and this is confluence age now, and God has come, and please listen and take the address of the center and go and visit center. You need not to give all these things. He will find him. Let him find out the address. Let him find out. Give him a chance. It's not that every time you are thrusting knowledge into somebody's heart and brain. Let that desire, that quest, that search of God arise in his heart also. It's not necessary that you provide him all the things on a platter. Don't give him everything. Talk little, tell little, and just leave aside. And then let them go. If at all they are impressed, really, they will go to net. They will try to find out. They will contact people. Nowadays, social networking sites are, microblogging sites are there. They will do everything, but they will search. And such a person who searches and comes, he is always very pakka, in Baba's words. He will be very strong. Not those whom you are forcing knowledge. It's not like that. Okay? So, these are a few things from remaining points. You can churn more. We have scarcity of time, so we will put a stop, full stop here. Om Shanti. Thank you.